Always the fun things to do at the last minute. Welcome, everyone. We are here at our Christmas scene. This is about as Christmassy as we get for the most part. Welcome back.
You're not wearing a Santa hat today.
I'm not. So does that mean you're going to pinch me or what?
Yeah. Oh, I could.
Welcome, everybody. Glad you're with us here today.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Virtual Light Broadcast for January.
And welcome to the solstice.
Yes.
It's a magical day today. It's a very magical day today.
Yes.
So welcome to the solstice today. We're gonna celebrate this and ground this energy and connect it in some very magical ways. So this, following just what we did last week practically, when we went through this timeline merge, this is an opportunity to really anchor this energy and hold this here. And I don't know whether you all have been seeing what I've been seeing, but we have been seeing a lot of work and a lot of things going on with feminine empowerment, plain and simple.
Definitely.
It's back in a new way. And if we can ground that and hold that in this, we can create a whole new reality here. That's what we're looking for.
Well, it's been building all along throughout the year, but it seems like it's coming to a peak right now.
It is.
And I can't wait to see where it goes from here. And when we say feminine energy, you know that we mean the balance of male, female, because that's what it's all about. There's no separation. It's blending together and understanding ourselves as human beings.
The new way to look at it.
Yeah.
So welcome to the 21st century midway. We're getting there real quick now. We're moving very quickly. Okay, so today I'm going to make a couple of quick announcements and then we'll get right into it. We missed Allison today, so I will tell you we publish our stuff to try and get it way in advance, and somehow we missed our connections today, so she will not be with us today, but we will have Barbara here with us today too, and we'll be working through some of the connections that we have.
And Meg, we will have Meg here today.
Absolutely.
With us. So this is our Christmas greeting to you. Even though this is the VLB for January, we're right in the midst of the holiday season. And so we're very excited, as I know all of you are. Hopefully you're having a wonderful time feeling this spirit of love and giving.
Well, and interestingly enough, this is actually a universal thing. It's not just planet Earth.
It goes through these cycles. We celebrate it different ways.
Exactly. We celebrate in all sorts of different ways here on Earth. But then other places celebrate it in different ways as well. So this is a whole recycle. It's what the group called the Cosmic Heart. Hopefully we'll hear a little bit about that today. But anyway, we'll have two channels today right off the bat, and one right off the bat and then one as we close. I do want to make one quick announcement before we move over into Studio A. Actually, I have a few announcements, but I'll make them over there. But this one in particular is really fascinated me because it's really working, and that is Amazon's Smile program. And I do want to tell you about that, because the Smile program that Amazon has is for nonprofits. And basically what they do is every time they have somebody brings one of those in, makes a purchase on Amazon, we actually get a small portion of that if you designate us as your Amazon Smile program.
Yes, you have an option. You can choose whoever you want.
That's correct.
A nonprofit, but we have signed up for that, and it helps us to bring our work forward.
We're starting to get probably starting to get close to, you know, anywhere from $50 to $200 a month from this. So even though it's a very small amount, it's helpful, and it's a way that everybody can participate by just changing. Now, you have to know a little bit about how to get there, how to hook it up and how to work with it. And that I've actually prepared for you right here. So I'd like to share that with you, and we'll step over into Studio A while we're doing this so that you can kind of see what's going on with the process here that we're working with. All right. And if you want to help in that way, it can be really helpful for everybody to participate in this way. And we really appreciate it. So here, take a look. I'll show you, take you through a little bit of what this looks like here on the screen for you. So let me walk you through a little bit of what we're talking about here. We have I basically have signed into Amazon without signing into my name or anything. Actually not. Oh, I know what I did. I signed into Amazon.com. So even though I'm signed in, I'm not at smile.amazon.com. And what you actually have to do is way up here at the top, you have to put, there's different ways of doing it, but where the www is, you take that out. Actually, you can take all this out and just simply put smile, S-M-I-L-E, .amazon.com. And when you have that, what takes place there is that it, here, let me hit that better. Yeah, what takes place here is it takes you over to the other side of Amazon, which is smileamazon.com. Now, it looks exactly the same. Everything's exactly the same here. But if you look up here, you'll see that I'm actually signed in at smile.amazon.com. And right below it is this little piece right here that says your charity list. How much you've done in the past, what you've done, and how much all charities have gotten. Well, what we'd like you to do is to go into smile.amazon.com every time you buy something from Amazon. That way we get a little piece of it. It's very small, but we are starting to get some regular donations as a result of this. So what you do here is you open up this little spot here and you go change, because it's not going to give you a Spavo to start with. And then you have to go down here to this bottom where it says, or pick your own charitable organization, and just put in a Spavo. E-S-P-A-V-O. Then what'll happen, you search a Spavo, and it comes up right there with a Spavo, tells you where we are, Las Vegas, Nevada, you know you got the right one. All you have to do is click select. And from that point forward, I don't want to do it because it'll mess up my numbers a little bit, but from that point forward, anytime you purchase something on Amazon, we get a small donation from it. And we've started to get anywhere from donations anywhere from $50 to a couple of $100 every month now. So we thank you all for being a part of us and helping us in this way. It's been a big help. And thank you also to Amazon, one of the big companies that also tries to do what they can to work with everybody here and make it available for everybody. Sorry, we do appreciate you doing that too, because it really helps. It really does. Every little bit kind of helps. I didn't know that was actually going to work when we first started doing it, but it has actually produced some pretty good results for us already. So very, very nice. I do want to make a couple quick announcements here, because we do have a few things. We are at the end of our year, of course, and it's time to say goodbye to PathsToEmpowerment.com. We have been over there for such a long time. We've been over there for over a decade. Being able to put out some incredible energy. We had a Spavo website over here and the Paths to Empowerment over here, and it is driving our staff absolutely crazy. We have to remember where everything goes, what it's going to look like, etc. So this really helps us a lot, and we thank you all for help for allowing us to do that, because we know it's a little bit of a strain, but we appreciate it. And we will be closing Paths to Empowerment on December 31st, probably actually on the 1st, but we'll close it up at that point. So if you have anything in there that you'd like to still watch or download, it's a good time to do it right now.
Well, let me just add this, that it's appropriate that we are closing it because, well, number one, it was confusing having two different sites, but also we are getting away from separation.
That's true.
And this is joining all our work into one place. So in many ways in this world, we are looking at getting away from being separate and more into unity.
That's true. Okay, so we got two other things going on that I want to tell you about, because we shifted things around here toward the end of the year quite a bit, and I know we confused a few people, but we're doing a prediction. We're doing a couple things. Number one, this is actually streaming live in Facebook right now on Espavo TV. We're going to come back on January 4th and do a Facebook Live, where we'll have Barb and myself, and Meg will be a part of it, and we'll read your questions right off of Facebook and be able to give the answers right there and kind of communicate with you that way. And we're going to do it twice. We're going to do it once at 11 a.m. for the people in Europe, and then we'll do it again at 6 p.m. for the people here in the United States and in other time zones. So on January 4th, we're going to be in Facebook at Espavo TV, That's the Facebook we're going to be at. And we'll be streaming live over there just asking questions. You'll be able to put your questions in, and Meg will read them, and we'll transfer them back and forth, and she'll pick the questions for us. So anyway, we haven't done this before, and I've seen other people do it, so we wanted to kind of play with it a little bit and try it. So that'll be coming up on January 4th. Okay. Also, besides that, we also have a prediction seminar coming up, a two-day prediction seminar, which will actually be on the 8th and the 10th of January. So what we're going to be covering there is basically we just need to see where we're at. We have so many things going on, so much taking place. The group just wants to give us a little overview of what this is like. We're going to touch a little bit on finances. We're going to touch a little bit on politics. We're going to touch a little bit on Earth. But the idea is we're going to bring an update to everything that's going on here as far as predictions in 2020. We have a tremendous amount of energy going, and I will tell you, they're not going to pull any punches. We're just going to lay it out the way it is, the way they see it, and be able to go from there. Okay? All right. So anyway, thank you for being there, and come join us at Facebook Live on January 4th, and then again on January 8th and 10th for the predictions 2020. I'm going to turn it over to this beautiful lady right now, and she can calm your spirit a little bit while I drop into channel. Espavo.
Espavo, we are so happy to have you with us today because your time is precious. We know that, especially during this time of year. If you're like most of us, we're busy getting last-minute details ready for our holiday celebrations, and it's important just to take time to step back and breathe and enjoy this special time of year, the magic of it all, what it's all about. Whether you look at the religious aspect of it or however you celebrate it, or the joy of being with family and friends, this is a time that will light up your life if you allow it to. Let go of that stress. There's no room for it. There's only room for joy in your heart. So if you choose, close your eyes for a moment and just breathe. Breathe deeply at your own pace. Feel the calm take over your entire being. We are one. We celebrate in our hearts. We reach out and wish joy and happiness to everyone around us. Concentrate on the good in this world, and that will create more. Open your eyes. Shine brightly, light workers. We are beginning a new time ahead of us. It's exciting. So it is.
Greetings, dear ones. I am the keeper of time, and I've jumped into your timeline for just a moment to kind of peer around and look and see the magic that you are creating right as we speak. It's very interesting to see because we see the larger picture of everything that's here. And as the observer comes in a little bit later, he will talk about exactly that, the larger picture, and how you can all start to see that as well. But we tell you, we are celebrating planet Earth during these days. Your hearts have opened in a huge way. And yes, some of it has to do with the fact that you're celebrating holidays and working with end of year and rejuvenating yourselves. But we tell you, it's much more than that. The energy has set a new tone. And if all humans can grasp that and use it, it will stay. This has happened before. You've seen this take place where you've had timeline crosses like the one you've just experienced, and they've changed humanity. You generally don't see it at the moment that it happens. You see it years later generally, but you've just stepped through one. And with your eyes open for the first time, you can start to see new things that are taking place and how to position yourself for it. Because that is the magic that lies ahead of all of you. So, dear ones, just breathe. Know that we are together as one. And that every part, that every step that you are taking in your directions are in harmony with a much larger picture and a much larger connection to every heart that is. The light in front of you, dear ones, is your own reflection. Your light is getting brighter than you imagined. And for some of you, it will cause difficulties because it will cause attention that you may not have wanted. But we tell you, for the most of you, you're going to feel very overjoyed at being able to anchor and lighten the load in this new line. You've stepped into a new area, and with that, every step that you take can be grounded in a whole new way. And we're sitting here watching it, playing the game, and knowing that some of you will go through difficulties. There's no two ways about that. But it doesn't mean that you're doing anything wrong. What it means is that you have to step over this problem area to get to the other side. And some of you will start to see that. And what we tell you to do is to not look at the small steps, but look at the big ones. Look at the overall direction that you've gone in the last year even. And as you start to solidify that connection, you're going to find that you've got much more opportunities, many more opportunities than you ever expected. And now's the time to do that. So we greet you all at the precipice of this new energy that you are stepping into, knowing that we are right behind you, watching everything that you do, being there to encourage you to take that step, to move in that direction. But we also tell you, you've already won the game. You're just not familiar with how it works yet. But we tell you, celebrate, dear ones, because you have already won the game. Well done. And now we'll help you with these next steps as you walk through it. It is with the greatest of honor, dear ones, that we ask you to treat each other with respect. Nurture one another at every opportunity and play well together as you create this next step on planet Earth. Well done. I am the keeper of time. Espavo.
Espavo. All right. Well, I'll give Steve a minute because the group hugs him so tightly that sometimes it's hard for him to come back to Earth. And so I'm blowing you a kiss to help ground you.
Actually, let's do something a little different here. Let's take a quick break. We'll take a quick break. I did have one more quick announcement that I meant to mention to people, and that's it. Meg, Barbara, and myself are going to be starting a 3-month process to walk you through this walk between the worlds. And that'll be at the end of January. So we will be showing you some commercials about that as well. In fact, I have one of those queued up right now. So we'll take a quick break. I'll show you a little bit about Walk Between the Worlds. And we'll come right back and pick it up from here because we've got a lot to cover today. Espavo, everybody.